His son, Fran Dufresne, is a captain in the Marine Corps Reserve. The two Dufresnes were called to active duty in Iraq at the same time. As Dr. Dufresne described earlier, they flew home on the same plane. We called his son, Fran Dufresne, who is now a research associate at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. What was your reaction when you knew that you and your father would be in Iraq at the same time?
I was just glad I wasn't the one who had to tell my mom.
Right. Did that job fall to your father?
Yes. I was actually activated first, and then right as I was leaving to go do some additional training, about 2 weeks later, he got activated.
When I asked your father if he ever thought about the possibility of seeing you while you were both in Iraq, he said that that would have been a really difficult thing to do. He didn't really think about that because travel itself was so dangerous that even if one of you could have gotten away to make the trip, it really would have been too dangerous to think about. Did you have the same kind of reaction?
Yeah, I mean, number one, our operational tempo was very high, so we didn't have a whole lot of time to really even consider it. And even if we had, the ground that we would have to cover to get from where I was to where he was fairly dangerous. So we had just decided that it wasn't worth the additional risk, and that if we just kind of ran into each other by chance, that would be great. But I think you're so preoccupied with the job, and I had a platoon of Marines that I was responsible for, so I don't really think, you know, you try not to think about it all the time.
Would you describe the work that you were doing in Iraq, and tell us where you were?
We were in a town called Mamadiyeh. And I'm a combat engineer platoon commander, and my platoon was responsible for supporting an infantry battalion in their operations in zone. My job really consisted of working with my guys to provide whatever construction needs the battalion needed, but also to do weapons cache searches and destruction.
What kind of construction work did you do?
Mainly for us, it was establishing either forward operating bases or checkpoints between forward operating bases.
Some of those checkpoints have been very controversial. I mean, it's mostly what happens at the checkpoints that's been controversial. I'm sure you heard stories of people being shot going through checkpoints who were Iraqi civilians who had no weapons and didn't intend any harm. Is that something that you were concerned about while building the checkpoints, or is that really not your issue?
Well, no. I mean, it's everyone's issue, and you know, we're obviously concerned about it in building the checkpoint because we didn't want to do any harm to the civilians who, you know, were not really involved or the ones that were cooperating with us. And you know, the intention of the checkpoint is to identify insurgents or people trying to harm the innocent civilians. So we're very careful to make sure that the checkpoint is easily understandable and that we, you know, put signs out so people understand what's going on and you know, try to help ease the confusion a little bit.
Is it dangerous building the checkpoints because they're pretty unpopular among a lot of people in Iraq?
It is dangerous to a point because you're in a static position at that point and you're somewhat exposed.
Were you fired on while building them?
Occasionally.
Now, your father told us that you ended up flying home together.
Yes. It was actually a pretty funny coincidence. We hadn't seen each other the whole time that we were over there, and he stopped by to visit the tent that I was in when we were in Kuwait, and just through conversation, we realized that we were on the same flight later on that day. We hadn't actually spoken the whole time we were over there. We'd emailed a couple of times, but we hadn't actually spoken. So it was nice to just kind of sit down and compare experiences and just talk about, you know, family matters and you know, just enjoy the time together.
Did your mother meet the plane?
No. Actually, when we landed, we just left and had to go our separate ways with our units to go to different bases to continue on with our deactivation process.
Oh, so it wasn't this dramatic double homecoming?
No, it's not like you see in the movies.
Not
we
like
just kind of landed and hopped on the bus and went to our bases and spent some more time deactivating and then, you know, eventually headed back home.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
Fran Dufresne is a captain in the Marine Corps Reserve. He served in Iraq at the same time as his father, Dr. Francis Dufresne, who we heard from earlier.